KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
In high school sports last night, in wrestling action, it was Atlantic defeating Griswold 36-33, Audubon over Griswold 40-35, and Audubon defeating Atlantic 36-34 in a trio of close matches in a double duel last night. Also in double duel wrestling, Clarinda beat Shenandoah 55-23, Lewis Central over Shenandoah 49-27, and Lewis Central out-wrestling Clarinda 45-25. Guthrie Center, a winner over Nottoway Valley 53-28, Guthrie Center beat West Central Valley 48-30, Nottoway Valley over West Central Valley 60-12. Also last night it was Glenwood over Kemper Catholic 63-13, Glenwood beating Otobolt Arthur BCIG 60-15. A double duel saw Riverside out-wrestle Southwest Iowa 60-18. It was Riverside defeating Underwood 42-36 and Underwood over Southwest Iowa 60-24. AHST beat Exira EHK 54-18. It was Woodbine over AHST 39-36 and Woodbine over Exira EHK 58-10. Clark beat Corning 39-30. Mount Air over Corning 51-15. East Mills beat Corning 51-22. East Mills over Mount Air 39-30, and Bedford Lennox was a 39-29 winner over Central Decatur in high school wrestling last night. Well, it may not carry the national significance that it once did, but bragging rights will still be on the line Saturday night in Iowa City when Iowa hosts Iowa State in a wrestling duel. Iowa coach Tom Brands says there's plenty on the line for both teams, even if the nation's top ranking isn't one of them.
Although, you know, obviously when it was, you know, 1-2 or 2-3 or whatever, you know, that obviously makes people's attention come to the location of the duel meet a lot more.
Iowa State is looking to bounce back after opening the duel season with a loss to Old Dominion. Cyclone coach Kevin Jackson says his team is looking forward to competing at Carver-Hawkeye Arena.
If you're a gladiator, if you're a warrior, if you're a competitor, that's where you want to compete. It's going to be a ton of people there. It's a hostile environment. But if you're a competitor, if you're a person that enjoys competition, that's where you want to compete.
Again, Saturday night, those two will tangle in Iowa City. In high school basketball action last night, in boys' hoops, it was Griswold over Corning 57-38. Devin Bates tossed down a game-high 23 for the Tigers. Tri-Center beat Thomas Jefferson 59-49. Boyer Valley over Missouri Valley 54-33. Trainer topping Shenandoah 73-29. Underwood beat East Mills 58-44. Denison over Storm Lake 67-45. Sydney beat Weeping Water, Nebraska 61-39. In girls' hoops last night, Jordan Sint had 17 points, helping Griswold rally in the fourth quarter for a 45-38 win over Corning. St. Albert beat Red Oak 47-45, Trainer over Shenandoah 63-43, Denison topped Storm Lake 58-32, Weeping Water, Nebraska over Sydney 43-38, and it was West Harrison 75-59 winners over Siouxland Community Christian and girls hoops last night. Tonight on KJAN, we have boys hoops for you here on the radio. Atlantic visiting Glenwood this evening. It's a season opener for Atlantic. Glenwood posted a win earlier this week over Thomas Jefferson to get their season started. Boys action tonight. We'll be on the air at about 7:30 tonight, as we'll have a pregame show for you. 7:45 or thereabouts will be the opening tip of that basketball game tonight. That's Atlantic at Glenwood. Boys hoops live tonight here on KJAN, AM 1220, FM 101, on the web, streaming live, and on the smartphones as well. You can get it on your tablets or your smartphones by downloading the KJAN app. Well, the girls' basketball rankings this week from the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union show Mason City ranked number one in the big school class in Class 5A. In 4A, Bishop Helin Catholic is number one. Winterset ranks second. Denison is in at number 13 this week. In Class 3A, Davenport Assumption is ranked on top. In Class 2A, it's Western Christian number one. IKM Manning second. Panorama is ranked number three, with Missouri Valley in at number seven. And in the Class 1A division, it's Bedford number one, with Arweva ranked second. Adair Casey is rated seventh, Stanton 10th, and Villisca is at number 12 in this week's poll. Well, Notre Dame's basketball team has shown once again why it owns one of the strongest home court advantages in college basketball. Just ask Kentucky. Eric Atkins scored 16 points, and Notre Dame beat number 8 Kentucky 64-50 for its 41st victory in its past 42 home games. Jack Cooley and Jerry and Grant each had 13 points for the 7-1 Fighting Irish, who opened an 11-point lead by halftime and were never threatened. Elsewhere, 7th-ranked Florida put 6 players in double figures as the Gators routed Marquette 82-49, and redshirt freshman Kyle Dranginus scored a season-high 30 points, and 5 other Gonzaga players scored in double figures as the 12th-ranked Bulldogs coasted to a 104-57 victory over Lewis Clark State College. That's an NAIA school. In the NBA last night, just 2 games, Ray Allen's 3-pointer with 22.6 seconds left gave the Miami Heat the lead, and they held on to beat the shorthanded San Antonio Spurs 105-100 to remain perfect at home this season. The Spurs were playing their 6th game in the last 9 nights, or at least some of the Spurs were playing their 6th game in 9 nights. They played without Tim Duncan, Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili, and Danny Green. All of them were sent home to rest. Coach Greg Popovich's move raised the ire of NBA Commissioner David Stern, who said San Antonio would be sanctioned for that decision. Stern said the Spurs fielding their B team was unacceptable. The only other game in the NBA last night was Golden State beating Denver 106-105. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Sailor. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Sailor, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Sailor in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Sailor, 764 Main Street in Anita.
Well, as 2 departing members of the shrinking Big East Conference, Louisville picked up a win last night in, the Bonjour Bowl, Adios Bowl, what do you want to call it? They beat Rutgers 20-17 to qualify for an appearance in the Bowl Championship Series. Banged-up Teddy Bridgewater came off the bench to throw 2 second-half touchdown passes, and John Wallace kicked a 29-yard field goal with a minute 41 left to send Louisville to the BCS with a 20-17 win. The Cardinals go to the BCS for the second time, their first since 2006. Louisville will share the Big East title with Rutgers, Syracuse, and possibly even Cincinnati, but the BCS bid is all theirs. The BCS standings are used to break the tie, and there's no doubt Louisville, with the best overall record in the conference, will be on top. The Scarlet Knights announced last week they'd be joining the Big Ten. The Cardinals are headed off to the ACC. Southern California assistant head coach Monty Kiffin has resigned from his son's coaching staff after a miserable season for the Trojans' defense. Lane Kiffin announced Wednesday night that his 72-year-old father will leave USC to pursue an NFL job. The Atlanta Falcons raced out to a 17-0 lead, and their defense intercepted 5 of Drew Brees' passes and ended his NFL record touchdown streak with a 23-13 victory last night. The 11-1 Falcons can clinch the NFC South if Tampa Bay loses at Denver this Sunday. William Moore had 2 of those 5 interceptions. That's the most of Brees' career. It came 4 days after he had 2 passes picked off and returned for touchdowns and lost to San Francisco. Brees had thrown a touchdown pass in 54 consecutive games. That's an NFL record. He had an apparent scoring pass to Darren Sproles late in the first half, but it was nullified by a penalty, and he was unable to keep that streak going. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs have claimed offensive lineman Hayworth Hicks off of waivers. The 6'3", 336-pound Hicks enters the league as a undrafted free agent with the Colts last April. He spent time in their practice squad before being acquired by the New York Jets on November 6th. He spent three games on their roster but was inactive each week. The former Iowa State standout takes the roster spot of linebacker Brian Kell, who was released earlier this week. Ben Roethlisberger doesn't sound like a guy who plans on playing against the Ravens Sunday. The injured Steelers quarterback says he's still in significant pain from the sprained right shoulder and dislocated ribs that have forced him to sit out Pittsburgh's last two games. Roethlisberger said there's always a chance he could play against the Ravens, but he isn't sure his injured arm will cooperate. When asked if the issue is pain or arm strength, Roethlisberger said both. Eagles quarterback Michael Vick did not pass a league-mandated concussion test this week, so he won't return to practice until he does. Rookie Nick Foles will start for the third straight week against Dallas. Alex Smith is trying to understand how he lost his job as starting quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers a month after being named the NFC's Offensive Player of the Week. The Niners are 2-0 since coach Jim Harbaugh made Colin Kaepernick the team's starting QB after Smith suffered a concussion. Smith is healthy right now. Well, the Washington Nationals have acquired outfielder Denard Span from the Minnesota Twins for minor league pitcher Alex Meyer, giving the reigning National League East champions a leadoff hitter and a center fielder. Span is a career 284 hitter with 23 homers, 230 RBIs, 90 steals, and a .357 on-base percentage during his five seasons with the Twins. The acquisition of Span allows the Nationals potentially to move 20-year-old Bryce Harper to left field with Jason Wirth staying in right. Michael Morse could then move to first base, the position played by free agent slugger Adam LaRoche. LaRoche is a free agent thought to be interested in a three-year deal. The Nats may only want to offer LaRoche two guaranteed years. A person familiar with the negotiations tells the AP that Mariano Rivera and the New York Yankees have agreed to a $10 million one-year contract. The 43-year-old Rivera missed all of last year because of a knee injury, but he has vowed to return. A person with knowledge of the deal says the Pittsburgh Pirates have agreed to a $17 million two-year contract with free agent catcher Russell Martin. The 29-year-old Martin hit .211 with 21 homers and 53 knocked in 133 games with the Yankees last season. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're located on Main Street in Anita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.